From WBHM News, I'm Andrew Yeager. Residents in Jackson, Mississippi have running water again after being without it for days. A boil water notice continues, which has been in place for more than a month. Unreliable water has been a way of life in Jackson for years. As Stephen Basaha of the Gulf States Newsroom reports, that's not enough to stop football fans.
Rain, shine, dry faucets, or low water pressure, in the South, the game must go on.
Even going through a crisis, you know, people love football.
Emil Felix drove from Louisiana to Moseps College in Jackson to watch his son play Division III football for the home team.
Matter of fact, we brought him three cases of water. They don't have water. They're taking baths with distilled water.
In the dorms?
Yeah. There's no water pressure.
Moseps says the water pressure has been fluctuating, so it now has portable toilets and mobile showers at the ready.
Let's hear it for your Moseps captain!
Moseps taking on another Jackson institution, Belhaven University. In the away bleachers filled with hundreds of fans, there's no shortage of hydration. A blue Powerade sits under one man's sneaker as others drink $3 Dasani bottles from the concession stand. On the field, benches are lined with those classic green and orange Gatorade squeeze bottles.
We'd like to thank Infant Insurance for providing bottled water. They provided 37,000 bottles of water for the students. And teams.
Alyssa Pearson's here to support her fellow Belhaven athletes after her soccer team won their game 3-1. Water is a non-issue on the pitch, though the other day it was a problem post-game.
We played an 8 o'clock game, so it was 10 p.m. when we were done, so I had to go all the way off campus rather than just opening a door and just showering in my dorm.
Pearson's a freshman from Ackworth, Georgia, where boil water notices are not the norm like here in Jackson.
I've heard stories of water problems around here, but I never thought I've actually had to be in it in real life.
She says it's strange brushing her teeth with bottled water and thinking about how clean the water is as it comes through the shower head.
And the fact that I have no idea if my toilet's going to flush or not today.
Still, it's not enough to make her consider transferring. And while dry toilet lines are new for Belhaven seniors like Izzy Erickson, she's used to 4 years of boil water notices.
I had no idea what boil water notice was at first. Whenever I first came here, I was so shocked. I was like, we have to boil the water that we're going to use.
You got a quick education on that.
Yes, very quick.
Erickson says she's not going to let the problems keep her from enjoying her senior year, but she's just about done with Jackson.
I know that I won't be living here after college, so I guess I have that to look forward to.
The game ended with a Belhaven victory, 49-21. Jackson State University senior Patrick Poe Jr. came here to support an old high school teammate playing for Belhaven. He grew up here, so he's got way more than 4 years of experience with the water.
We've been dealing with this since we were kids, before we were kids.
Part of what makes this crisis so different is how long it's going. More than a month under a boil water notice for some residents, and with no clear timeline for that to change. But Poe says that's not going to stop him from dressing head-to-toe in Jackson State football gear.
As a matter of fact, when we have our first home game and the water's still not great, I'm still going to be right there in the vet. Happy.
Lit.
That game's still a couple weeks away. Enjoying a football night doesn't mean ignoring the city's problems, though. Poe spends the next morning at some of Jackson's affordable housing apartments delivering water to those who can't leave their homes. For the Gulf States Newsroom, I'm Stephen Basaha in Jackson, Mississippi.
The Gulf States Newsroom is a collaboration among public media stations in Mississippi, Louisiana, and Alabama.